the Department of Home Affairs is still arresting and deporting people without documents.
What are people doing, Zimbabweans doing, who are themselves applied for these permits but are not in receipt of them? Are they facing any issues, or how are they able to prove that they can be in the country?
Yeah, it's difficult for them. We've got many people who are still stuck with their receipts, because when they lodged their applications, they were given a receipt to prove that they submitted their applications. So they are only left with those receipts and their passports and nothing else. Now, some employers, for example, have started dismissing those people from employment, because by now they should have received their permits. If you imagine, the dispensation project has been running for 3 years. So for 3 years, and 3 years later, some of these people have not received their permits. So they are facing a number of problems. Even in hospitals, we get cases of Zimbabweans who are denied treatment. We have engaged the Department of Home Affairs 2 weeks ago. Our director had a meeting with the Department of Home Affairs, and they've indicated to us that they are coming to the conclusion of the project.
But what does that mean for those Zimbabweans who do not have any permits? Were they clear that they will at least receive their permits and be given the years that were promised on these permits?
There was no such indication, Katenda, and it's very depressing for us.